Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm John Ryan, your host, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch from Great Neck. And before we get to our next guest, I just want to remind everybody of the tremendous work that's done through Project Independence in the town of North Hempstead with Supervisor Bosworth and Commissioner Galante. We mentioned some of this stuff before, but there's exercise programs. I mean, Jill takes care of the parks. Within the parks, there's so many programs, exercise, reading. There's a Kindle program going on, brain testing or memory and improvement. Anne's part of the Great Neck group from Project Independence. So there's always tremendous things going on. And Project Independence gets supported 100% through the town. And we have with us one of the town councilwomen, which without the help of Anna Kaplan, some of these programs wouldn't occur. And so good morning, Anna.
Good morning, John.
And
morning,
thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
What I'd like you to do is share, if you don't mind, some of your personal story. You got elected in 2007 to the library. No, but
yes.
The library first.
Yes.
So you came into great. Give us the story.
My story is quite quintessential American story. It's really, I could have never written this myself. It's just what life has in store for you, and if you just go with it. I came to this country as a teenager. I went to high school, I went to college, and then I went to law school. I was fortunate enough to meet a nice fellow who was also an attorney and marry him. We have two lovely daughters, 17 and 16. And I became a stay-home mom and started doing a lot of work with PTAs at school, with different schools. And I was recruited to run for the library in Great Neck, which is a elected position.
Mm-hmm.
And I won that election. I served on the board for 4 years. And while I was on that board, I was appointed to the Zoning Board of Appeals in town of North Hempstead.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I served on that board for about a little less than 2 years. And at that time, Kitty Poons was the councilwoman for town of North Hempstead, and she decided she wanted to retire, and the seat became available. And I was asked if I was interested in running. And I don't have no in my vocabulary.
Incredible.
So I really didn't know what was involved, but I figured the people who asked me figured I could do it.
Right,
and
right.
I went through a lot of different interviews, and I became the nominee, and I ran for that election. I was fortunate enough to win the election. Currently, I'm serving my fourth year of my first term. And the council position is four-year term, and I'm actually up for election in November.
You are with District 4.
Correct.
Could you just go over what that encompasses?
Yes. District 4, I'm fortunate enough to have half of Great Neck, which is Thomaston, Village of Great Neck, Kensington, unincorporated area of Great Neck, Kings Point, Manhasset, North Hills, Roslyn, and Roslyn Estates. About 40,000 constituents in my district.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that many. That's a huge number.
Yes, yes. It was even bigger. I used to have Muncie Park in Manhasset too, but my district was the largest, and after redistricting, I had to give Muncie Park up so that we could all even out.
Okay. Go ahead, Anna.
A lawyer can do umpteen different kinds of things. What made you go into public service?
I have to tell you, I consider myself very fortunate and blessed. I'm honored and privileged to do what I do. This country opened its arm to me. The people of this country welcomed me and my family. And how many people could say they left their country as a refugee, they came here, they got a wonderful education, live in a great town, live in a great village. I'm able to give my kids the best education, the best parks, wonderful place to live. And I am so fortunate. that I have the opportunity to give back. And I really do believe this country is great because of all the different people who have come from all over the world and have really benefited from everything that this country offers to them, and those people giving back.
As John had started this talk, I understand that you came here in 1979 when Iran was in a situation where you didn't necessarily leave under your own will, but you had left for protective reasons as a child. A little bit more on that, in that that will really pull in what that meant to you.
That's correct. Actually, it was in 1980. I did witness Shah leaving. I did witness Ayatollah Khomeini coming in and really witness all of the revolution and its glory. And I was part of a group that left Iran with 20 other teenagers. I left without my parents. My parents were not in a position to get up and leave. You know, it's a very hard thing to do. A country that you've known all your life for generations, to get up and leave and not to be able to go back. But they were very concerned about the safety of the Jews, especially the kids. And there was this big push to get kids out, and that was one of the ways that I got out of Iran. And my parents left about 6 months after myself, and they were not lucky enough to get at that time visa, because it hit right the time that Iranians took the hostages. And at that point, United States government put a freeze on any visas to be issued to any Persians or Iranians. And so it took about a year of going all through Europe. And finally, in Israel, my parents were able to get a visa. So I lived here with an American family. I had a couple of brothers who were here going to college. But I lived with an American family, which was actually found for me by United Jewish Appeal.
Okay.
United Jewish Federation. And I stayed with them while I was going to school, until my parents joined us.
Now,
and we were all reunited.
Were you in New York or in Chicago?
I was in Chicago.
And then how'd you get back to New York?
Again, it goes back to the family. My there isn't a big Persian community, Iranian community in Chicago. And my mother had family in New York. And one of my brothers, who was a medical doctor, finished his medical training and was doing a residency, and he applied and he got accepted in New York, and the whole family just moved to New York.
And you have a high school education from the yeshiva?
No, I went to public high school. I went to Yeshiva University, Stern College in New York City for undergrad, and I went to Benjamin Cardoza Law School.
Quite the lady, huh?
What a background.
Then you wonder why she was asked to run for council. I mean, that's, you know, people try to push themselves into an office, not qualified, their ego wants it or something else. The best person, I feel, is the person when the group, the committee, says, we have to find a person. And Anna is that person, because what we're hearing is the soft side of Anna. Honestly, I mean, it really is. And it's touching and it's wonderful. But she's also a businesswoman for the town at the same time. But to have gone through this, this is what gives her the strength to care about other people. And that's one thing with Anna Kaplan. And I didn't realize this is the end of your, you know, you'll get every vote you want for your reelection.
Thank you.
But the most important thing is you're taking your sensitivity into the business meeting.
And I think the important thing in this discussion is that many people might say, this happened to me, and I sort of resent it. But she took it and made it very positive and made a plus out of this, and has now shared with everyone the motivation, the exhilaration. And again,
I have to tell you, I don't think people say this enough. I love this country. I love what it stands for and the capabilities you each and every individual has. I love my job because I deal a lot with little kids, and I deal a lot with seniors. And I think those are the two groups that could use help advocating for them. And one of my biggest pleasure from this job is going to events that involves kids. And I tell them, dream, dream big, work hard, and anything that you set your mind to accomplish, you can accomplish here. And I mean that from bottom of my heart. I am so fortunate to do what I do and to say all of this. But we live in a great country. There is no excuse and no reason for people to be bitter. You want to make something, you want to do something, you can get it done here.
I don't know what to say. No, you're wonderful. I love it.
You've also been very involved with the PTA.
Yes, different PTAs. My kids' education is very important to me. I think education is just very important. I think if other countries really take that into consideration, we would have a much better world.
Right.
Again, we're very fortunate here that there's all types of schools here, and there is a really something for everybody. Not everybody needs to be a doctor or a lawyer, you know? We need all different spectrums of people.
Right.
And just do what you think you like and try to do the best that you can do.
Well, what you said, do what you like. Because even if you have the brains to become an attorney, you may not want to be an attorney.
That's right.
You may want to be a mechanic. You want to be whatever you want to be.
Whatever your passion is.
You're much better to do what you want than do something that has the higher pay scale or the higher degree and not enjoy your life.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, the end of the day. And that's, you know, actually, at the end of the day, I'm looking at the end of the time. This first segment is over. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're here with Anna Kaplan, who is the councilwoman in Great Neck, the 4th District. And when we come back, we're going to find out some of the projects she's working on. So please stay tuned.